I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Wonka. You are excused or just unattended? Just unattended. Okay. Thank you for coming to the Paradise Town Advisory Board on September 8th, 2026. Items on this agenda may be taken out of order. The Board of Council may combine two or more agenda items in consideration. The Board of Council may remove an item from the agenda on delayed discussion relating to the item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, Zoning Commissioners, BCC, or Clark County Planning Commissioners, PC, or for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones or any electrical devices. Please take any private conversations outside the room. You can either go outside these doors or out in the lobby in that side, and you can come back in. All board members are here except John Williams, Vice Chair, and he is either running behind or excused. Can we get county staff introductions?
Jennifer Leslie, Cobb County. Block Velasquez, Clark County Commissioner Jim Gibson's office.
Public comment at this period devoted to comments by the general public of items on this agenda. No discussion, action to vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within your its jurisdiction but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait to the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step to the podium. We have a mic right here, and state your name and address for the record. If any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by chairperson or board of council by majority vote. Can I get approval for the minutes for August 25th, 2026?
Madam Chair,
there's a motion on the floor to approve August 25th, 2026 minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Can I get an approval for the agenda for September 8th of 2026? Do you want to do it?
Yeah, I'll motion, Madam Chair, to approve for the agenda.
And make sure to note the held on item 11 and 12.
Yeah, and we're going to be holding items 11 and 12.
There,
October 7th, 2026.
There's a motion on the floor for approval of the
September
11 and 12, right?
It's the 29th.
The 29th?
Yes, you're good. No,
it says,
September 29th.
Okay.
And the BCC is October 7th.
So, just so we know, I'll call her at the end of the meeting. The lady that I told it was October. So, I'll call her. Okay, there's a motion on the floor to hold agenda items 11 and 12 to the September 29th, 2026 meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Is there any informational items? Okay, moving on. We're going to do the first agenda item. B626-0440 TMC Holding LLC Series G LLC Vacant and Abandonment Easement of the Interest of Clark County located between Serene Avenue and Franklin Fury Avenue and Maryland Parkway and Tamaris Street and a portion of the right-of-way being Serene Avenue located between Maryland Parkway and Tamaris Street within Paradise. Okay, well, hold that. You want to trail us to the end? Okay, moving on to agenda item 2, WC26400076, UC240441, Night Owl LLC, waiver of conditions of a use permit limited to the approval to October 11th to 2025, only with 1 week for setup and 1 week for takedown, conjunction with an existing tavern nightclub on a 2.22 acres in a CG commercial general zone in an RS 3.3 residential single family 303 zone within airport overlay, generally located west of Paradise Road, north of south of Naples Drive within Paradise. Welcome.
Good evening, Mayor and Perry, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here representing the property owners of each of the parcels that are in here, which are all controlled by the same individual, which is Jerry Mancini. And I've been here a few times on these properties, and it always seems to be for the same reason, which is part of the reason why I am here for the application tonight. Because of the configuration or lack thereof of parking, and also because of some of the residential development nearby, when Title 30 was updated, it made it so that this property no longer qualified to be able to get a temporary event, to go through the temporary event process. So instead, they were required to come in and apply as a full recreational facility with waivers, because there was no ability to waive and to apply in the other context. The first event that was held here was the Gay World Series of Softball opening. I don't remember if it was the opening or closing ceremonies. And then the second event that was held here was the designation of this area as the Fruit Loop after designation of that name through the legislative process. Both of those events were fantastic, and as noted in the staff report, there were no issues reported there. Since the last event celebrating the designation of the area of the Fruit Loop, there has been a request to hold the National Coming Out Day celebration at the same place and basically make it an ongoing event. So what we have done is made a request to waive the condition that specified that the event only happened on one particular day. So instead of coming back over and over and over again, we've just requested to waive the condition so that these temporary types of events can take place on the property. And one thing I wanted to confirm, because it would be important to me, is that by waiving this condition, you're not simply granting blanket whatever parties at any time. There still is a requirement to go through the business license department for a multi-vendor permit. I'm showing right here some of the plans that we have to go through to show where everything is. They have to show fire extinguishers, toilets, hand washing facilities, all sorts of things. And we also work with the fire department in the event those permits are required. And if there is any implication to closures of streets, we also work with Public Works to potentially get a permit there, but it depends on the type of event. So I just wanted to hopefully give you guys some comfort that by granting this, you're not just saying, have all the parties you want. One thing that I also like to know when we're discussing this area is, as my client has purchased different properties along here, he purchases them and he changes them from residential to commercial. So that he was originally just here and here, then he bought this one, this one, this one, this one, and they've all subsequently changed to CG, and there actually is no residentially zoned property within the area where we are requesting. We also, because of some of the parking constraints here, lease spaces from the parking lot right over here to provide additional parking, and there has been a new crosswalk installed in this area to help make traffic crossing safer for those participating. One thing that is just the way it is in this area, and one reason they call it the Fruit Loop, is because events don't typically just take place on one corner. People tend to move throughout this loop, which makes this parking lot actually a lot more user-friendly than it may look just looking at this outlying property. So with that said, we would respectfully request the waiver of the condition that limited this to one particular event. And we know that staff has a proposed condition that would be one event per year for one day. And, you know, obviously being able to do a weekend event would be great, where you could have a Friday, Saturday, Sunday and not be limited to just one day. The one day was originally proposed really with the Gay Softball World Series, where it was 4 hours. And if the board would be so inclined to not include that condition, we would appreciate it, and I would respectfully request that.
Okay. Is there anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one, closing it to the public, I'll open it to the board. So, like, you're asking for, you want to change it to, do you want a two-day event? Are you looking for, like, a weekend event, Saturday and Sunday? Is that what you're hoping, or any day? How long of an event are you looking?
It's difficult, too, I guess. I'm trying to make it so I guess I don't have to come back and keep asking for your approval over again when I only have a month's notice of a potential event. Ideally, no condition at all. I would say if I needed to draft one at the podium, no more than 3 per year, no more than 3 days per event, because that would allow like Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And typically they start Friday at say 4 and end, you know, all sound still has to end at midnight. That would still be the condition. We're not asking to waive that, but sometimes you can't get people off the property right at midnight, so technically it goes into another day, if that makes sense. So to say it's a 1-day event, sometimes it's hard in...
So you would be cool with a use permit, approval of a use permit for 3 events per year, each event limited to 3 days with a week before and after for setup and takedown?
Yes, except I think the use permit is already approved. We're just waiving the condition.
Just the condition.
So an amended condition that said 3 per year, no more
instead
than
of
3,
one.
Right, and then no more than 3 days per event with 1 week to set up. We never use a week to set up and a week to take down, but I think that's part of the standard language that comes with your temporary event application.
If you want to make a motion,
yeah,
you have to.
Are they all the same type of event?
Typically, usually it's like for example, the ones we've had so far. Usually, there's community vendors that come in. Sometimes there'll be people that you know set up under the multi-vendor permit that sell some things. Usually, some outdoor bars, a stage where they can do recognitions, and maybe a little show, and then sometimes some music. More of a community gathering.
Okay. Well, I guess I will make a motion to approve the waiver of conditions for 3 events per year, limited to 3 days for each event, with 1 week for setup and 1 week following for takedown. Not subject to preliminary staff conditions? How would I do that, Luca?
Is it?
You would just delete the first
deletion of the comprehensive planning staff condition?
Yes. So, yes, comprehensive planning.
Is that the wording you want? Delete? Or we want to
deletion?
Well, the way we do it is we say delete bullet point number 1, what is a final action. So, you can just say delete the recommendation by comprehensive planning.
Yeah, delete the recommendation from comprehensive planning. You good, Marie?
Okay, I'm going to repeat it. There's a motion on the floor to approve waiver with a 3 per year event, 3 per year, 3 days in a row, with 1 week setup, 1 teardown of 1 week teardown, and then he's going to remove the delete the composition planning that preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Maybe you won't see me back next year. Thank you.
And you move forward to PC 915.
Yes, thank you.
Have a good night.
So John is on his way.
Okay. Do I have to make a note of that when he shows?
Yes.
Okay. So we're moving on to agenda item 3, WS 260535. Sanchez Family Trust and Sanchez Marguerite West W Trust waiver of development standards to reduce parking lot landscaping design review for a proposed office warehouse on a 2.50 acres in a IL industrial light zone generally located east of Cameron Street and north of Harmon Avenue within Paradise. And please, if you're both going to speak your name and address for the record.
Good evening, Madam Chair and Board members. My name is Jim DiFiore. I'm the owner of DiFiore Consulting and Business Services. And with me is Eric Sanchez, who is a representative of the applicant Sanchez Family Trust. excuse me. This item was brought before the board in July of 2022 and was approved by the board for with conditions by staff. Over the last 4 years, they have made significant progress on a warehouse with office space on this property, and there was we were remiss in coming forward for an extension of time in 2024, so we're back here seeking approval of the same item that was approved back in 2022. There have been some changes made since that time, minor changes, The building was reduced from a three-story building to a two-story building. And there has been a reduction in the parking spaces from 76 to 48. The applicant is asking for a waiver of the landscape of trees on the east side. During the approval of the items of this item on in July of 2022, there was a neighbor who actually protested or was an objection to the trees on the east side of the property due to the fact that they were put in part of water and drainage onto their property. So we removed the trees back in 2022, and we're asking for the same waiver for trees on the east side of the parking lot. We understand that there is a fee that we would have to pay for a reduction in the number of trees. There is a requirement that there is a tree for every 6 feet of parking, or every six spaces of parking. So we agree that if there is way, the fee will be paid to the county. Eric here is the son of the owner of the business that is going to occupy the building. And he has some pictures that he would like to show and display and give the reason for the building itself.
This is a some of the work that we on Eric Sanchez for 433 Cameron Street. And some of the work that we're wanting to build our warehouse for, our fabrication work of our company, we manufacture the bus shelters that you'll see around the valley. And we are also working on the landscape sculptures you can see around the freeways, Cactus Avenue, and some of these things you'll see from freeways around town. We manufacture the overhead freeway sign structures here. And we're wanting to get our warehouse up and going so that we can keep continuing to build our business and do this work. We're working on a lot of projects that are important for Clark County and for the Valley. We're with RTC, Clark County, and Nevada Department of Transportation. We currently are working on off-sites for this project. We have off-site permit. There's lots of work for utilities to bring utilities to this flag lot property. It's a challenging property, so currently they are doing this work. This property has a wash that runs through it. It is a maintenance issue for Clark County. Right now, Clark County comes in once a year and cleans it all out and maintains that open wash. As part of our project, we are going to be putting that into a concrete box throughout our property. And then that becomes maintained by us, not by the county. That's here, this is all open wash now, but it will be put into the RCD.
Are we good? Okay. I just need to open it to the public, but I didn't want to interrupt if someone was going to. Is there anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one, opening it to the board. Staff is recommending denial, and the two reasons they're wondering, and if you can show me again on the parking lot, you're asking for parking lot, the landscaping. Why is it you can't put it again on the buffer of the landscaping, the waiver you're asking for?
Well, Well, one of the objections to it back in 2022 was the neighboring property here felt that with the trees that were going to, that were proposed to be planted here would require water, and the drainage of that would go onto this property. So to work with the neighborhood, we had the trees removed from the landscaping post back then.
Is it the same neighbor that lives there currently?
It's the same mini storage business that's here.
So it's
another. How is water going to run off?
Yes, everything around the property is all industrial. And right here is Clark County School District's school bus yard.
Have you thought, though, of putting in the landscaping, even though one person complained, have you thought about putting in?
No, we don't want to put that because this property is a flag lot and it's not accessible or seen from any roadway. Cameron Street is part of this 2.5 acre parcel this year.
But the landscaping isn't all just for looks. I mean, it's in there for to reduce the heat islands and those kinds of things that exist.
Yeah.
And boy, have we noticed that in August, if there was a lot of heat islands out there. I mean, a lot I walked through. And that's one of the reasons for it. It's not just for aesthetics.
Sure. And in this area, I don't know if there'd be a way to zoom out and show you that this area, there's no landscaping and all of the neighbors are industrial.
It is very industrial, and I know that you wanted to go ahead. I saw your light going, so if you want to comment, and then I'll.
My question was: is how is it possible that water is going to drain off your trees through that ditch into your neighboring property? That makes no sense to me.
Our neighbors concerned? Our neighbors concerned?
You said they objected
to landscape
trees because they said the water would drain into their property.
Yeah,
I don't see how it's possible.
Maintenance, like they didn't want to have shrubbery and trees and leaves to be maintained. There's not a single tree on their property or school districts across from us or on the ones to all sides from us.
So they objected because they were worried about leaves blowing into their property?
Yeah, so it's not an appropriate place for the trees to be put.
So what if you did more desert landscaping? I mean, I have a couple trees on mine that are, they don't do that. Because I do see it in front of, you're saying it's not seen, but the new code states that we need the trees. And I agree with Renee, is that we are getting hotter and we've removed a lot. And everybody keeps coming in and saying they don't want to put it, but it does do good for our community. And if you look in front of it, you're stating that the county has nothing, but in their frontage by their building, they do have plants, and they do have plants along the street. Their buffer, which is the landscaping and a buffer.
Right,
so
we're doing that too.
Yeah. So you're just saying that your neighbor doesn't want it.
No, not against their perimeter.
Yeah. It is a hard area because it is very industrial, and I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
But if we don't start somewhere, and I think if John was here, he'd probably agree with us that you have to start somewhere, and that's why the codes were switched. And I think by every time we allow a developer to come in or a commercial project to say, well, we don't need it, we'll just put parking, it's a commercial, it doesn't sit with me very well. So I don't know how everybody else feels with that.
I agree.
We do this type of landscaping for our
I know. I see it all over town.
It's a desert out here, and
right.
You know,
but desert doesn't mean we don't need oxygen and shade, and that's the thing about parking lots is when you put no shade in there, that parking lot heats up. So then it just all over town. If we don't start making people realize that commercial properties need to be a part of the solution, not the problem, then I think that we get into a situation where it's not good. And I understand that area.
This one is not really like, you know, that. So you're talking about look at the surrounding areas, you'll see that.
And once I get that,
way more
but yours is that. A new development, it's not existing. So you're now underneath a new kind of set of standards that the county has put. So what kind of agreement would you give with us? Like, what are you willing to satisfy, to put any kind of landscaping? Are you willing to justify To put anything there?
Well, from what we have on our plan, that's what we're.
I meant on the where they're. Where they're saying that you're not putting in the parking, that you're reduced, you're not putting the landscaping. You asked for the waiver.
Yeah.
So what are you willing to say that you can add to that? So maybe we can come to a middle ground.
Well, I'd like to, if we have to pay a fee, is what the planning commission staffer Michael has said. If you don't meet that Title 30, then you have to go a fee for each tree. But I hope we wouldn't have to do that, but that's really what we can offer is we'll put in these landscaping trees that we have shown here and ask for the waiver for the rest.
You, if you want to.
If we have more questions.
I'm good.
I'm willing to make a motion to compromise in this situation is that there is a certain requirement of trees to be along that area, and the county's okay with having you pay a fee for it, like you said, fine. Otherwise, I would deny it this way unless you put the trees in.
So are you making a motion to deny,
I'll make a motion to deny it in the form it is now.
Okay,
but
so
to approve it with the trees. But
if you're making a motion, just stick with it. Yeah.
Okay, all right. So I'll make a motion
or
to
we
deny
can,
it in the manner it is now.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor to deny. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? You have to move forward and see what you got. I would work it out something because it's very important. So
work it out where?
With trying to, before you go to the camp. Move forward. I would try to, because we're recommending what we feel, but you're going to move forward to the next. So you're going to PC on 9/15. So I would try to work it out with them to see what else. Fines are great, but it doesn't solve the issue. So we appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
And we'd like to welcome John. Do I have to make any kind of other statement besides?
Welcome.
Well,
our
chair
just make note that John was out riding
the
1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Trail. Gotcha.
And 11 got held. And we got to go back. Okay, moving forward. ET26400083UC230261SMP Holding LLC use permit of second edition extension of time for the following. One communication tower and two reduce the separation from another communication tower, waiver development standards for enforcement into airspace, design review for the proposal communication tower and associated with ground mounted equipment on a 0.8 acres in a GC commercial general zone generally located south of Windmill Lane and west of Tamaris Street within Paradise. Welcome, and if you could state your name and address.
Barry Weatherson, on behalf of the applicant, 10-4-4-3-4-4. So we're just trying to get an extension for a previously approved facility. The time expired, and they're coming back. We just got the building permit, and they're coming back to renew the zoning.
Good.
Any questions?
Okay. Is anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one, closing it to public, open to the board. If no one has any problem, I'd like to make a motion to approve with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor? All opposed? And you move forward. I was hoping I didn't look sideways if anybody had any objections, so I was making sure I didn't jump the gun. Okay, UC260333LRLJ Properties LLC use permit for a refuse transfer station, waivers of development standards for the following, modify buffering and screening to modify residential adjacent standards, design review for proposed refuse transfer station on a 10.15 acres in a IL industrial light zone with an airport overlay generally located east of Cameron Street and north of Post Road within Paradise. Welcome.
Good evening. Lucy Stewart, 1930 Village Center Circle, representing the applicant. And this is our request for a refuse transfer station for Western Elite, which you probably see their blue dumpsters around the valley. This is what the master plan is for business employment, and as you can see, this entire area is for industrial, with the exception of the public facility, which is the county's detention facility. This is the zoning map, and again, it shows us as industrial, everything around us is industrial, with the exception of the public facility for the detention basin. And across the railroad track, there is an RE zone piece of property, and that's why we have a variety of waivers in there, because we have to have the waivers from the residentially zoned property. But this is the aerial photo. This is the RE property here. So as you can see, I think there's just been an oversight, and I believe this is an outside storage yard for this business here, but somehow it didn't get zoned industrial. So we're having to provide a lot of waivers for that. But again, it's across the railroad tracks, which is 200 feet width in a wide way. So where access is provided from Post Road, which basically ends into our property, but it does turn down here and has a turnaround. But we have a divided roadway, and as you can see, pretty much our driveway is the entire width of our parcel. So we're not able to have street landscaping there, but in order to provide landscaping, we've actually extended it along the driveway and moved the gates further in. So the appearance, I think, from the street will be that there will be landscaping. It's just we can't be adjacent to the street because we have no frontage on the street. The building is open on the east side along here facing the railroad, and that's to provide the vehicles, the trucks come in, they leave their product there, and then they wait as they come in, and then they're also waiting as they leave. The majority of the trucks are Western Elite trucks. We do have an office attached to the facility here. And it's two-story. The first floor is offices, and the second floor is storage. We don't really meet. We're like very close to meeting sustainability requirements, but the problem is, of course, our building is 100% open. It's open on the east side, so trucks can come in. So it's hard to have sustainability. But I think we've done 6 out of 7 that are required. So. This part of the building is sustainable, and then we have like the white roof, and we have screens over windows, so we try to meet it as best as we can. But we have two along here where it's the detention center. That's we have outside storage where we'll store some of the dumpsters that we have here, and then we pick them up. And the reason that this site was selected was because most of the development and construction is in the southwest part of the valley. And so we have a need for, this is mostly construction material. We have another facility closer on Wynn that's closer to the strip. So when there's construction on the hotels and casinos and the facilities there, they usually tend to go that, but that's getting pretty busy. So we need a lake area here. We also have one in the city of Henderson, and there's one on another facility on Ellis, and then there's just an approval for one that's under construction now at Marion and Alto in the northeast part of the valley. One of the reasons we can't do the landscaping along the eastern boundary, one is that the residential is not really residential, but we also have a 27-foot drainage easement along there that we can't build, we can't put our scales on there, so we just have to leave it empty for drainage. So, but we are putting a 10-foot fence around the facility to screen it. I know staff expressed some concern about product being blown, but the prevailing winds in Las Vegas are from the southwest, and that's all enclosed. So it's that we just have the side open. For the trucks, the vehicles to be able to come in. So this is on the west side, this is on the north side, and then this is the open area on the east, and this is facing south, and then that's the office building. So what are the waivers that we have? That we're asking to eliminate the landscape buffer along the north and east for less than 10 years, but again, it's not really a less than 10 use because it's a railroad track, and then the RS20, that is outside storage. And then to the north is the county detention facility for drainage. We're also asking for to allow a 10x5 security fence around the facility to screen it. So it's the gates will be open during operating, but during business hours, which is 5 in the morning till 7 in the evening, and then it'll be closed off the rest of the time. Also to allow outside storage adjacent to residential zone or not permissible. Again, that would be just in this area, and it's residential zone, but not residential use. And then the other one is to allow higher activity area development, the circulation, loading, and delivery, which is like the dumpsters will be picked up and delivered there. And again, it's next to residential zone property, but not residentially developed. So, I mean, I think most of the waivers are just technical. I mean, they're not really practical. So with that, I'm happy to answer any questions.
Anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? See no one closing in it? I have a quick question, and I want to make sure I understood this. In the conditions of waiver, why they're saying denial, they're saying that a decorative wall is required by code for this property? Is that, am I missing? You said chain link. So is that one of the...
We could do chain link with slats in it, but we are doing decorative along the street. So
and that was...
to be seen.
Right, that was one of the statements they made, though, that a decorative wall is supposed to be around the whole property. So I understand this area, it's a little, I think it did miss the mark with some of the residential comments, but why can't we, is there, I know the railroad track's there, I know the wash is there, so why can't we enhance it a little bit more than just chain link? Is there, because of the entrance and exit, so where you have and only...
Well, it's also 10 acres, so that's a pretty large amount of screening to do. We are... in the front where it's visible from the street, we are extending the decorative wall here and here. So where it's visible, we are providing the decorative wall. Kind of like between other industrial uses, we're asking for it to be changed.
So who would I ask about that? Is that actually in Title 30 then, that they required the, would it be for you? Title 30, did they change it for they have to put a whole decorative surrounding brick? Because she has chain link. So they're saying that they don't like it. They want the decorative wall. So is that in Title 30's new change? So
yeah, as part of buffering and screening standards, there's certain decorative fences and walls, and those are not necessarily chain link. So instead of providing the chain link, we're saying provide a different type of fence.
Because that's my only problem is like the one before, not to compare anybody, but we always have these applicants that come in and say, well, we don't want to do it, and the chain link is cheaper, I get it. But then we're talking about the look. If we're ever going to elevate anything in our town that's commercial or industrial, then we get to where it's chain link, and then you get the slots that fade away, and then you get, and I get the, then we have the other problem with the walls where you get graffiti and you get all kinds of other issues, so it's kind of like Wayne. So I don't know if anybody has it.
I agree that to put a decorative wall adjacent to the railroad, I don't know that anything worth a detention basin. I think where it counts, I think we did do that. We did do it along the street fringe. And even though their comment is kind of like that we're not providing street landscaping. Well, we are. I mean, just we don't have any frontage, but we are extending it in so that it is decorative. So where it is seen, where it is seen and it is visible, it is decorative. It's just where it's adjacent to another industrial use. And, I mean, if you want that as a condition.
I have to agree with staff on it. I think that this is not the place for it. I think in the long run, you're relying on the wind to blow in the right direction so as not to attract or odor and that sort of thing. It's going to be detrimental to all the other businesses all around it, not to mention the impact on Post Road. Just its location, I think in the end it's going to be too intense for that area. That is an entire I realize it's going to be an industrial type area, but that's a whole different ballgame when you're talking about trash transfer or transfer station. And I have to agree with staff. And on top of that, you're asking for all these waivers. to me, the last thing in the world I would do if I had a difficult situation like this one is ask for all these waivers. I can't do it.
I have a question too. With respect to the open building, the whole east side's open?
Yes.
So what's the purpose of that? That's the concern that staff has with respect to trash blowing around. I know what you're saying about the winds. The winds don't, they go in and out.
Right. I mean, so there's no guarantee. Right.
Right. So what? Why is it open like that?
All transfer stations are like that, but...
No.
If you're going to speak, then make sure you state your name and address for the record.
I'm the architect.
Okay.
Casey Evans, architect, PO Box 91537, Henderson. And the way that the transfer station works, the way it works is they're big trucks. They're like 53-foot trailers, and they roll in here, get weighed, maneuver here, back in, dump their load, and right here will be sitting like a big excavator. The trucks that are hauling out, they come clear around, come in this side, come in this door right here, and pull in, and the excavator load, my door's broken. Doors are here and here. So they pull in this way, the excavator loads them up, then they leave. But the traffic, the public that's coming in, they dump here, and then they get weighed on the way out. But the trucks dump way back here. It's not towards the front, it's in the back. The excavator's sitting on top of it and loading trucks, and it's constant. And they have their water cannons, they're always spraying the dust down. So it's, I don't think we've had any problem with wind doing anything. It's really contained.
Well, you made a statement that all of them are like this. I disagree with you. I've seen where doors, you go in, the ends, you go in, they dump inside, they're completely enclosed, and they go out of the door.
Well, let me clarify. Ours that we've done, all the ones I've done, they're all wide open on that so that they have the maneuvering room for the great big trucks. The transfer station, like on Cape Horn, that doesn't have the great big trucks like we're using here. It's not quite the same. So let me clarify that. It's the ones I've been doing. They're open, wide open on the one end.
Do you want to make a motion? Do you want to make a motion?
I would give it a staff. I would make a motion to deny.
Simple. There's a motion on the floor to deny. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Agenda item number 6, V626-0507, Spark Brixton LLC, vacant and abandonment easement in the interest of Clark County, located between Flamingo Road and Viking Road, and Pincrest Street and Sand Hill Road within Paradise.
Is this the right place?
No, where the mic is. If you grab the mic, there you go. And then state your name and address for the record, please.
My name is Lane, last name Sulane, S-O-U-L-E, and we're Civil One Engineering, here representing the applicant. This is going to be pretty simple. This is the site at the northwest corner of said intersection. What we're trying to do is we're just trying to vacate easements as part of the applicant's parcel map application. It's a requirement, but really we're just cleaning up old BLM pad of easements that are not even being used. You can see that the buildings that are existing have been on this pad of easements, and the county has just never gone around vacating them, so we're doing that for the purpose of just cleaning up these old pad easements.
Is there anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? If you come up and grab the mic and direct your questions to the board, state your name and address.
Gene Feller, 3890 East Katy. I live about there. It made it sound like the entire property was taken and abandoned. I don't think it is, but the easements, I'm not sure which easements. To be specific, that they're trying to eliminate.
Okay. Is there anybody else from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing nobody, closing it to the public, open it back up. Go ahead and show the gentleman.
So, easements that are being so they're identified here with this image. Easements which are being vacated.
So it's through the middle of the property?
Yep, and at the north. Yes.
And that's a road back there, correct?
That is the image here. It is not a road, no. It's just a.
It's through all your delivery trucks go there.
Correct. Yes.
Like all.
Okay, we can't go back and forth though, so I apologize. So. I already closed it from the public, so is there a quick question that he can answer or that we can answer for you, and then we have to close the public?
No roads will be affected by this. It's all on the side.
Okay.
I
so it sounds like his concern is, so you're saying there's no traffic that goes on that easement that's in the back?
No.
Okay. Does anybody on the board have any questions? Do you have a question?
Yeah, I think the concern of the gentleman here is that if you look at the map, see the orange mark up at the top of the map? Just above that, there is a road there, but that's not part of the season.
No.
It's just adjacent.
Correct.
So, because I believe there's a wall right there. Isn't there a wall right down there to what you're talking about right now?
Right.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So you're not going to be removing the wall or anything, is that right?
No. Okay.
So I guess I'll just put it out there. I think the traffic flow is not going to change with this easement removal. However he conducts it, that's not what he's here for, to change any routes or complain about traffic. So if does that clarify your question? I just want to make sure it doesn't clarify.
No.
How's the easiest way?
I see no easement here, and this is where all the traffic goes.
There's a wall there.
There's a road that people drive down, and all the deliveries are right there. It's not a road, but it's a delivered road.
Do you want to go ahead?
Yeah, easements don't have to be a road. You can have an easement for many things. And so it seems that the easements that are part of the vacation are not tied to a roadway.
So if you eliminate the easement, what can they do back there? Anything? Everything? Anything?
There's part of the easement already has buildings on it, so these are old patent easements which we never vacated.
So I think we can't keep going back and forth though. I think I want to clarify, like, when we say we get rid of easements, it's because, like, Public Works has said they don't need it anymore for power lines, or they don't need anything. It doesn't really change the structure of the property, except it does give them permission to use the property. But what they were trying to explain to you is, in the photo that they're looking at, there's a wall that runs beside the road and an alley or a entrance and exit that probably by code they have to have on that property, even if it was built back in whenever. And then they're talking about going through the middle of the property, which is his property. It wouldn't affect the neighboring if he had that easement back. I think our concerns would be that he would be able to do something on the rear of it, which there isn't much property for him to do except for that alley. So I think that's where we're at. So I don't know. I don't think we can say much more about it. Do you want to make a motion or you want me to do it? Okay, I'm going to make a motion to approve with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? And you move it. Moving on to item number 7, WS260528, Albertsons, Travis, and Shauna, waiver of development standards for the following: reduce setbacks, 2, reduce building separation, 3, increase wall height, 4, increase hardscape, 5, reduce access gate setback in conjunction with an existing single family residence of a 0.48 acres in a RS20 residential single family zone, generally located north of Hacienda Avenue, west of Palm Street, within Paradise. Welcome, and please state your name and address for the record. Just tell us why you're here.
I'm applying for the waiver of development standards in regard to the limitation of the hardscape in the front and side yards. I did my calculations. I came up with 62% to 38%, so just 2%. Also, because I established with the layout explaining the hardscape, it added in a waiver of development standards in regard to my proposed carport. The front setback is 20, a reduction from 20 to 13. Also, in regards to the building separation, of reduction from 6 to 110. In regards to the front wall, there is a pre-existing 3-foot retaining wall. I wanted to add a 6-foot perimeter wall on top of that. And then in regards to the proposed access gate, the front setback reduction from 20 to 4.
Okay. Is there anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one, closing it to the public, open it to the board. So when you were saying the distance between the building was 6 to 110, show me where you're showing that. What did she? Yeah. Okay.
And why do you want to put another wall on top of the 3 foot, which is what is required?
I like security.
Okay.
I like building security.
Is that a street in front of you? People in the corner?
We're not on the corner. There is a corner. We're kind of sitting in the middle of the street. That's off the end of like Palm Street over here. There's three or four houses on the left, three or four houses on the right, and sitting in the middle.
Is your property raised, right? Because you said you want to put a 6-foot wall.
It is. It's kind of slanted like this. This is the higher elevation on this side, and this is the lower elevation over here.
Right.
So therefore, the retaining wall over here is 3 foot on this corner, and then right up by the mailbox, it's like 6 inches.
And how high are you wanting to make it up front?
Basically, it would look like 6 foot across. But because of the lower elevation over here, the retaining wall
right.
comes to
And is that, are you wanting to do that all around the property or just the front side?
Just the front.
Is this already done?
No. Well,
there's a code.
Hardscape.
That was the code.
Everything else is proposed, yeah. The carport has not been done. The perimeter wall, the retaining wall is there, yes. The perimeter wall is not.
So you're violating the code enforcement, so the active zoning. So for increased hardscape, what have you done so far?
We did the hardscape. I wasn't aware that there was a limitation on the front and side yard.
So you want a 6-foot wall up front, but leave the east and west sides as they are, roughly 3-foot block wall, retaining wall-ish?
Well, the only side that's 3-foot is on this part.
Right. But you have some block wall, looks like, going around towards the back of the property.
Well, yeah, the retaining wall kind of goes around, but it's pretty much level up to the retaining wall, if that makes sense, in the inside of the wall.
And you're not wanting to raise anything that isn't up against the street? Like, you're just wanting to do a 6-foot wall on the front side where next to the street. Is what you're saying?
Well, I mean, it would go around.
It would go around the entire property?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
So you're saying in the front, like he's asking, you want? Is that what we're, that's what you're saying?
We'll have a half. We're going to half block and then half block. Go ahead,
sorry. Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me why you have to reduce the setback on the gate? To 4 feet, where it's required to be 20.
That's more so because of the plan that was just part of the kind of wanted it to be straight across. Instead, I mean, we could.
Is the gate already there?
No.
Okay.
Like, another option, there's nothing really over here yet, like a wall, a retaining wall. That's a higher elevation, just to start back here and go that way and then back up.
So,
well, it's required to be 20 feet, that's just what I was asking.
So, the 20 feet, you don't want to do the 20 feet because you don't want to do the 20 feet? Is that the reason?
Because it's on the property and it's too far, it's not.
Well, we kind of wanted like the straight. Look
on
the straight wall,
and
the gate up to the wall.
Okay. And then you run the possibility, if you have people over or something, backing traffic up into the street. But that's okay. Because you don't want it. You want it straight.
Oh.
That's a safety issue.
He's saying, the 20-foot setback is more of a safety site. So, like, when you're coming out of your driveway or backing out, you can look left or right. If you're doing it right, if you're asking for the waiver and you're closest to the street within that, you know what I mean? You're.
There is a lot of room. There's a bike lane. There's also a parking lane.
But that's not.
But that's for bikes and other things. That's for traffic.
And the other problem I have is your whole, like, I'm looking at it. Is there any other fence like this on your street? And my problem, I live on a street that everybody did this, and I get safety, but it becomes where we block everybody in, and then it's on the street, and then we have no buffer. You have nothing, and everybody's like trying to get out and stuff. So I'm with John. I have a big problem with it being, you want that right on the street. So I don't know if I can support the this. Yeah, that just.
Yeah, it's kind of a charming neighborhood.
Yeah.
I think it would be
like if you're right on the street like that and you want to pull out, you've got to pull out farther into the road to see what's coming. And if everybody starts doing that, now you have this tunnel effect going all the way down the street. Not to mention the safety issues.
I
think
that's
did you say that in the front wall is going to be 3 foot wall on top of the retaining wall and 3 foot of iron? Or all 6 foot wall?
3.5 and a half room. A 3 foot block and a 3 foot of iron. So, I mean, that would be another option because you have the tower plan B.
Yeah.
You have the setback reduction over here for the carport, which is 13. There is a, what is it called, electrical transmitter right there. Can't put that or wall like that, so right behind it anyway. And behind that measures about 13, which would be the same setback over here.
You can spin it. So you're asking for two things. You're asking for the wall to have not a setback, and you're asking for the garage, right, the front one to be reduced too. So I think the whole thing is you need that wall forward to get that that building structure, and I think that's compromising safety over your necessity to have that garage set forward. Is there a way to compromise on that and set that back, or even do like the 20 feet in the back? Like, can you do, I mean, because you need that space, right, for the 20 feet. So if you don't get the 20 feet, you can't put the structure there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. Like I said, I have a busy road, and when all the houses, and they're sitting like that, and I'm telling you, it's not a good thing. And even the ones that have two entrances, when they back out of that thing or they come out, they have to be able to see. And with you doing that, you can't see. And then your neighbors, I feel bad for your neighbors because you're closing them in. Not like we can tell them you not to do it, but you're asking for a lot of waivers to do what you're doing. So I don't think I can support the giving away on the setback for the safety of the wall. And that means you wouldn't be able to get the structure, right? Because you need that setback.
Particularly looking at that overview, no one else is doing anything like that. I think it sets a bad precedent. But I have to agree with that.
Okay, I'm going to make a motion to deny. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? So you can still move forward. We're just a recommending board. So you're going to move forward to, what number are we on? Sorry. What number was it?
Seven.
PC on 10-6. Okay. So you're still going to move forward. We just do our recommendation.
Okay.
Have a good night. Okay, moving on to agenda number 8. WS260531 Adams Arthur V and Sons LLC waiver of development standards to increase maximum parking design review for the proposed gas station and retail store in conjunction with an existing shopping center of 0.86 acres in a CG commercial general zone generally located north of Tropicana Avenue and east of Eastern Avenue within Paradise. Welcome.
Good evening. Jennifer Escobedo. 1555 South Rainbow Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89146. I'm here this evening regarding a proposed C-store and gas station project at the northeast corner of Tropicana and Eastern Avenues. The site is currently developed with a Walgreens. However, that is going to be demolished, and we'll put up the Murphy's C-store. The area surrounding the site is general commercial, and there's no residentially zoned properties within 200 feet of the project parcel. The proposed site plan meets all of the setback requirements for the C-store and the canopy. The 2,842 square foot C-store requires 8 parking spaces per Title 30, where the site plan is provided 14, so that is our waiver request, is to increase the parking from the 8 required to the 14. The site plan doesn't have any proposed driveways, but the access is through two driveways, one on the eastern and one on Tropicana, just adjacent to the site. The site plan also provides for a proposed new bus stop, a new bus turnout off of Eastern Avenue. We worked with Public Works to get that approved. And then the project meets the Title 30 sustainability requirements, and we agree with all the staff conditions.
Is there anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Well, go ahead and grab the mic, state your name and address for the record. And then you can direct the question to us, and we'll see if we can get an answer for you.
Okay, I'm Stella Culpepper, 408 Valerie Court. I don't make that out. I'm trying to figure out, because we have a property on there, and I don't know how that is in relation to our property on there.
So
we have the...
We have
the Starbucks.
Okay, so can you show me on the map?
If
do you know where the Starbucks is for you? Do you know where it is?
The Starbucks is right.
There you go. So does that help you?
Okay, so this is the sign that's going to be in the front end.
This is going to be at the corner right where the Walgreens is located. So the Walgreens is being demolished, which is the, where that word site is. That's the existing building. That's going to go away, and then our proposed project is going to be there.
So the parking issue is, it looks like it's just going to take its own.
Okay, hold on. So you have a park, so you're asking the question for the parking issue. What is your issue with the parking?
Well, I was just worried, would it affect any of, like...
How the traffic flow is going to go? Okay, and then is there any other questions? Okay, is there anybody else from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? And I'm going to get your question answered right now. She's going to answer your question.
Yes, we are not changing any of the parking in that retail center. We're simply removing the Walgreens building and putting in the C-store. And the C-store in itself only requires 8 parking stalls. We're providing 14. The existing driveways are going to stay the same, and everything outside of that pink line that's where the site is, nothing's being touched.
Okay.
So all circulation will stay the same.
Okay, thank you. Okay, opening it to the board. Does the board have any questions?
I do.
Go ahead.
Seeing that house that way about 3 times a day. It's going to be really, really busy with those two entrances. If you go down to Flamingo and watch what they did with that Starbucks and allowing another gas station, and you have to go through the Starbucks, which you do here, entrance, to get to the gas station, it's horrible. Absolutely horrible. Traffic right there is terrible to begin with. There is a bus stop there. I know you said you're getting a new bus stop.
There's not a bus turnout. We're putting in a new bus turnout. Right now, the bus literally stops in the lane.
Absolutely.
In the travel lane.
And that's a wonderful thing that you're going to do. But I have to tell you that I think this is going to complicate that entire way with all the gas station. In and out traffic will be very detrimental to the area.
Anybody else?
So, the building is going to be oriented which way? Where's the front of the building?
So the front of the building is going to be facing eastern.
Into.
And then the canopy is facing eastern.
And then put in a bus turnout.
And the bus turnout, the new lane is going to be there.
Detached sidewalk?
Yes.
Detached sidewalk.
Where's the entrance by the bus stop? Is there one by the? Because right now, when I'm looking at it, how the entrance is. So where's your entrance on the plan?
So the bus stop would be located right here.
Okay.
And then the driveway's up here.
Okay, so it's
so it's quite a ways away. It's difficult to see on the site plan.
Yeah, that's
the site
what I was.
Plan isn't showing the
Starbucks. The reason I was asking is because I have a country store on Serene and Eastern, and the bus stop's right there, and there's an entrance and exit on a gas station.
Yep.
And the bus pulls in and they're trying to get, it's the that is the most craziest thing I've ever seen someone design, allowing a bus stop and an exit. And it's just because they just take off. And so then, and then people want to get over in front of them to turn into it. And that scares me with that.
And that's
because
why
that's,
Public Works wanted the bus stop.
Yeah. And it's still, the bus stop is before, so people have to go around the bus and then go in front of the bus. And when the bus is taking off, that comes, it just, I have a bad, in our area, my corner, it's terrible. And then we have the freeway entrance on top of that. So we have the gas station, in and out, the in and out, in and exit off the 215, and it's just crazy. So that would be my only concern, is where they're putting it right there. But
in this case, the bus is going to have to turn, right? So cars are going to pass their bus.
That's correct.
They're staying in their lane. It's not like the bus. I know
where right now they cannot. Right now they stop.
Yeah. In Sahara, all the time now.
No, I'm looking at it.
So
there's an accident with the bus.
When you have it stopping in the street, then you're going around. Or you wait behind the bus. But the bus is going to be out of the way.
Brings the bus problem.
He's looking at a
looking
picture,
at
and there's
you,
a bus accident.
There's a
it's
bus,
showing
yeah,
the accident.
Because there's no place for it to get out.
Yeah.
Right.
So I think, I actually really like this. I'm normally not crazy about new gas stations, as you know.
Yeah.
But compared to a vacant building on this really, really busy corner, you're making improvements that is badly needed on this intersection. The detached sidewalks I love, the bus turnout I love. It's going to keep that area flowing, and Murphy's does run a good gas station and convenience store. So these waivers, what are you even asking for?
Just the parking waiver.
Just the parking.
Yeah, this isn't crazy at all to me.
So you want to make a motion?
I will make a motion. I will make a motion to approve, is this 8?
Yeah,
with preliminary sections. To approve item 8 with preliminary sections.
There's a motion on the floor to approve agenda item 8 with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? You're good.
Thanks.
Have a good night. Number 9, WS 260534. Artiga Orlando Gonzalez, waiver of development standards for the following: reduce setbacks, and 2, reduce the building separation for existing accessory living quarters for conjunction with an existing single family residence on a 0.18 acres in an RS5-2 residential single family zone, generally located south of Spanish Amanda Road and west of Mission Bells Way within Paradise. Welcome, state your name and address for the record, please.
Can I get the switch on the mic, please? There's a switch on the mic that I need.
You saw
it. It's right here. Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello? 5416.
I'm going to ask you, don't
worry. And then I'll let you go. Can you spell your last name, please?
CASTIOA.
Thank you.
5468 Forks Proline. I represent the applicant on the waivers and the setbacks and the ALQ instructor on the rear side of the house. We're looking for between the house and the structure, 5 feet and 6 inches, and 4 feet 5 inches. By the side proper line would be 23 inches, and then the rear side would be 3 feet and a half. We're looking for a paper.
Okay. Is there anybody from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one, closing to the public, I'll open it to the board.
I have a question. From what we have here, the notes indicate that you're asking to reduce the interior side setback from existing accessory living quarters to 1 foot. What, 5 foot is required?
23 inches. It was a circle before. They extended it to the back, and now they get closer to 3.5 feet. But the original circle was there in the first place, on the 23-inch setback.
But there's no... And then the back set, the rear setback, you're asking to go to 3 foot, what 5 foot's required?
3.5 and then 5 feet setback.
So, this is already here. This is already here.
It's already existing.
It's already existing.
This is it.
So, okay. So I just wanted to make sure.
Are you guys good? Do you have a question?
I don't know if I'm good.
We're sitting here. I hear some talking.
It's really, really tight. Did you look at it?
I did. It's on my... But I didn't want to hear if you guys are... Got a question or...
How do you get to the back? How do you get to the back of the property?
If you see the plan, you have to be adjusted the way that it is on the plan.
Have to be what?
Adjusted.
Right. How are you going to adjust it?
Adjust it the way that it is in the plan. Do you want to see the floor plan?
It's already built.
Let's see
the plan. It has to be adjusted.
So
you pick the building up and move it?
No. I think cut it. We do walls and so on, so on, based on the plans.
Well, I'm just asking, how do you get to your backyard without going through the house? Is there
on
a
the
way?
The other side.
Where?
By the corner. Oh, let me show you the side. Okay, good. Yeah. We can go in the backyard this way.
I know, but there's no access. It's just a wall.
No, it's a gate. No, if you see the video or satellite, you can see it's a gate.
Yeah, there's a gate on the northeastern side.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, so that gives access to the back.
Yeah, but that would be also over here, would be access. It is not right now, so we need to go through the building permit process.
So your plan here is to rebuild it
with those setbacks.
So you're wanting to line item adjust your setbacks in this meeting?
Correct.
So instead of 1 foot, you're asking for 20, how many inches?
23 inches.
No. Between the house?
No.
No. The wall and the accessory structure.
Oh, the property
on the west side, yes.
Okay, we don't plan is just we try to do a 1 hour fire race walk around the perimeter of the property line. On the side attached to the house that are supposed to be 6 foot cone between them, we go for 5.5 and 4.5.
I think we're looking at that.
The question was, are you talking about rebuilding this structure? Because right now, it's, I guess, 1 foot is your setback on the side. On the side.
Yeah.
So you're going to rebuild it to how? No?
No, it is 23 inches. We go to apply with a 1 hour firewall because it's close and 3 feet.
Then you access it here too.
3 feet is the same one.
So when you built, I'm just looking at when this was built, and it's pretty structural. Did they do it with a permit?
No. I think so.
Right, but I'm just, it's pretty, I mean, they had, someone built this, because it's not like a shack. So, I'm just looking at it like, I mean, this is what we're looking at, is that, that's the structure, correct? This is the structure we're in question about in the back?
Yes.
Okay, that's
yes.
it.
Yes.
And you built it.
No.
That's why I was asking.
It was there.
And it's attached. So was there a permit for this? When was it built? Did you say without a permit? I didn't see that. Okay. Okay. So when you're saying you're going to put a firewall, how are you going to do that? Because your wall's like, where are you putting a firewall?
On it's in the existing wall.
Okay.
Do you have a photo of Wakefield? I think you have a... You can walk between the wall and the structure.
Well, an application is asking for the rear setback to be 3 feet where 5 feet is required. It's asking for an interior side setback of 1 foot where 5 feet is required, and then reduce the building separation distance to 4 feet where 6 feet is required. So, sounds like the application is not matching what we are hearing. I think right now the application, please jump.
Yes, just to clarify the staff report portion, if somebody proposes a setback with a decimal, we'll often round down to give the applicant more leeway instead of writing a request of 1 foot and 11-12, setback. We round down to 1 feet to give them more room. That might explain the discrepancy there. I don't know what's existing versus what he's proposing with construction.
I don't really know either. I think if we're going to be rebuilding, we need to rebuild with a better plan.
Is there somebody living in it right now?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I mean, the staff is recommending it, so you could just go with that. Yeah.
Okay, so I think we're all, I'm just gonna, I think it goes to like, there's so many of these being built that we have people coming in front of us and it's already built, so, but there's no excuse because the code's there for a reason, for safety, for, and as you know, right, because obviously you build things. So I'm gonna make a motion to denial. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? You have a good night.
Yeah.
And 11 or 12 was gone, so now
we got
10. Sorry. Sorry, you're back there hiding. I am so sorry. ET254-0011, ZC042507, Pacific Place Site LLC. Hovdover zone change, 6 extension of time to reclassify 33.5 acres from an M1 light manufacturer zone to a CR commercial zone. Use permit for the following: extension of the gaming enterprise overlay district to resort hotel and casino consistent of 27 hotel rooms, 3 1.120 resort condominiums, 4 public areas including all casino areas, showrooms, live entertainment, cinemas, performing arts center, shopping center, indoor, outdoor dining, entertainment, office, meeting, and convention, back of house and parking structure. 5, increase the height of high rise towers. 6, accessories of incidental commercial use, building and structure. And 7, diversions from development standards. Diversions from the following: 1, enhancement into airspace. 2, reduce loaded spaces. And 3 of all other diversions as shown per plans on file, generally located on the southeast corner of Spring Mountain Road and Polaris Avenue within Paradise. Welcome.
Good evening, Lexa Green, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive. And on behalf of the applicant and property owner,
is for the 6th extension of time. The subject sites, approximately 33.5 acres, were located on the southeast corner of the Spring Mountains to the north, the Polaris to the west, with the freeway on the east side. This site has a very lengthy history, approved originally in July 2007. There's since been 5 DOTs that have been approved. Our client and the current property owner purchased the site in 2018. Since then, of course, COVID hit, and then we get into the economic downturn, and he's been regularly working to finalize some changes and get things going. We've been actively meeting with the planning manager as well as Public Works. We're in the process of submitting some revisions for this site. So this extension of time is coming to essentially maintain the gaming enterprise district part of the application, but there's going to be some major changes that will be before you all pretty soon. So we met with the planning manager late last year, walked through the best way to process the new design review, and then we finalized plans. We sat down with and gone through the pre-submittal meeting, filed with the FAA for the new height increase. So we're working through that, and we hope to formally submit within the next couple of weeks and be before you with the new beautiful project in design review for this site, and as well as this new addition that they're adding here in that southwest corner. So with that, we do plan to, once we get to BCC, hold the extension of time and align it with the new design review, and they'll be heard concurrently. And then that's also allowing us the additional time we need to get the approval for FAA, because we can't move forward with BCC until we have that approval as well. So with that, that's the history of this project, just to show you what's to come on the site. So it'll be major changes coming, but it'll still be the hotel resort portion with some condominiums, some retail. It'll be some office space as well. So it'll be a very nice project, which will be a nice entrance into the Chinatown corridor. So we're excited about it. With that concludes my presentation. I'm here to answer any questions you may have.
Okay. Opening it to the public. Is there anybody here that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one, closing it to the public. So I'm sure you're going to know that they're asking for denial of this
staff. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, and I don't. John might remember all this because he's been here a lot longer than all of us. But
it's been almost as long as I've been. Not quite as long.
I guess the thing is, they're saying only a year extension because you've had so many. So you're saying you're already in works with Public Works and have this site plan already kind of going forward, or is this just a thought?
No, so we're submitting this site plan. We met with planning and Public Works formally, I don't know if it was late July, early August. We've been addressing comments from that meeting. Okay. So again, we plan to.
So we are moving because that's one of the comments was you guys haven't made any movement.
Yeah,
so,
no, for sure.
So obvious since then, the application.
Yes.
So
there's been no movement
something.
On the approved plan.
That's
right, correct.
Yeah, it says staff, so there's been no technical studies submitted.
Yeah,
that's true.
And there's a whole list of things that haven't happened.
Call on the sword. I mean,
for sure. And I think majority of that is because when he bought this, he intended to make some changes, and it's been a lengthy process. So,
And in the area, like, you know, in other areas, you say, like, if you do 20 some years of just extending, areas change. Like, if you're in a residential, you get build outs or you get commercial changes. So, but I don't know. I mean, you're in good faith. You're saying that this is kind of what they're looking to do, and they're moving forward with surveying and engineer and all that. And so
I can say the property owner and our client has invested a lot of money into moving this forward. It was just a matter of getting everything finalized.
Okay.
do understand that.
So it's not financial. He's not struggling with the financial burden of building it. Still, he's okay moving forward as he's doing the plans and stuff now.
That's my understanding as of now. I don't know the details of the finances, but I know he's kind of very involved and invested in his
It's always good. I don't know. Does anybody want to make a motion?
I have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
This plan here, is this the original plan from 2007?
No, the original plan from 2007.
I think it was smaller.
Okay, so if it's not, when did it change to this?
This became almost, I think he's been working on, I don't know the exact timeline. I'd say that this came before myself and my team with minor tweaks.
But you said that he bought it in 2018.
Correct.
I see there was an extension of time there, and then there was another one in 2023.
Correct.
So now here we're in 2026, and according to what the staff's telling us is that nothing has been done, let alone for 18 years.
Yeah.
So I would assume that means nothing has been done since your client asked for two additional conditions, and this would be his third one.
That's correct.
I'll make a motion then, based on if there's no other questions.
Go ahead.
I'm going to make a motion to deny it.
There's a motion on the floor to deny. All in favor?
Aye.
And
aye.
Then I'm...
4-1?
Yeah. Okay, 11 and 12 was killed. We're going to... I don't see anybody.
I have the next two items.
Okay. So you have 13 and 14. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to read on. 13. We are UC260525 Plum Warm Springs LLC use permit to allow the emergency and urgent care facility. Waiver of development standards for the following: reduce throat depth and allow attached sidewalks to remain. Design review for proposed emergency and urgent care facility on a 1.59 acres in a CP commercial residential zone, generally located south of Warm Springs Road and east of Topaz Street within Paradise. Welcome, state your name and address for the record.
Good evening, Lexington, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant, which is United Health Services. This application is a request for a freestanding emergency facility. The subject site is 1.59 acres. We're located on the south side of Warm Springs. We have Eastern further west here, and I believe Pecos further east. The site is master plan neighborhood commercial with a zoning designation of CP, which is commercial professional. The applicant's proposing an 8,877-square-foot emergency room facility, which would be located somewhat in the southeast corner of the site, with access from the north on two driveways from East Warm Springs. The westernmost driveway will be ingress only, with the easternmost driveway being egress only. As you can see, we have parking along Warm Springs. Parking requirements are met. We're providing 30 where they are required. Landscaping requirements are met as well. With that, we have a drop-off for ambulance or drive-up patients on the western portion of the building. We are requesting a special use permit to allow for this use. It is commercially zoned, so we feel that it's appropriate based on that. Additionally, just due to its location, it does run on a Warm Springs, which is 100-foot right-of-way. We have decent access to the site as well, with Eastern and Pecos to the east and the west. This is an underserved area we feel with emergency medical services, so we feel it's appropriate. This will be an extension of the Henderson Hospital, so it'll be your full-service emergency room facility. So. With that, we are requesting a couple waivers. The first is, the first two waivers are related to the driveways. We're requesting to reduce the throat depths, where 25 feet are required for both driveways. Again, this is ingress only, so we're requesting a throat depth waiver to... I believe this is 12 feet, where 25 is required. That is on the east side of this driveway. However, where you come in, you are looking at about 34 feet. So we feel that's enough queuing space. The first point of conflict is the trash enclosures, but that'll only be an issue during trash pickup. Additionally, we're requesting 10 feet on this driveway. It's the western portion of the driveway. Again, the point of conflict is this loading zone, which won't always be utilized. We have the drop-off for patients on the west side of the building, so we feel there's plenty of space to allow cars to back up safely here to avoid this loading zone and then to safely exit there. Our last waiver is related to the sidewalks. They're existing attached sidewalks along this short frontage. Attached sidewalks are on both sides of Warm Springs for quite a distance, so we're just kind of looking to maintain those existing attached sidewalks. But based on that, we thank you for your time and consideration, and I'm here to answer any questions you may have.
I'm going to open it to the public. Seeing no one, I'm closing it to the public. So I'm confused because your comment, and I'm just familiar with a couple of these because I work within Dignity, and we have one on St. Rose that's over there. And you said this one's going to work with Henderson Hospital, not so it's because you said Henderson.
Yeah.
So it's kind of far from Henderson compared to, so when this urgent care opens, you have a lot of residents in there and you're going to have drop-offs and pickups. And I know the one on St. Rose is very loud. I can hear it from my house. And you have neighbors, and you have a, like, right there.
Yeah.
So how is that noise? I mean, I get it. You got to put the ammo. I mean, you got people coming and going. It's an urgent care.
For sure.
I mean,
for sure.
How is that going to work?
So generally, then that is a point of discussion that we have with the client. So generally, when you're approaching these facilities, they are required to turn their sirens off at a certain distance in approaching it. And they said it's standard practice to, when you have a patient in the vehicle, to turn off sirens for multiple reasons, to improve communication. They're often communicating with the facility upon arrival, as well as to make sure the patient inside is relaxed, and a lot of times the loud noises do interfere with that. So if there's a patient in the vehicle, they said the only time that they really use the sirens is for emergencies or when trying to navigate traffic. But these are quiet zone facilities, so they're not going to approach with sirens.
Yeah, I just had a question with it. With your driveway, why aren't you attaching on? Because I know there's a requirement in that area that it has to have a certain look.
A
certain look, like design,
uh-huh,
to match. I mean, that's been in there for a long time. So these have to.
There's the office park to the east.
Uh-huh.
I think he's asking why you're not connecting into that office park.
Oh, like across access?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they've got, it goes throughout the whole office park, and there's doctors in there. And
yeah, I don't know. I can explore that with the client based on how it's set up. I guess these are probably carports, maybe?
Yeah.
So you probably could access, but I'm not sure. I can inquire and get that information.
Why can't you do detached sidewalks?
Well, it's attached all the way along.
You can do sidewalks.
I mean,
I know it is. But they're redoing the entire site, and it's across the street from a park, and I don't see, like...
Parks up there.
Well, no, I know, but it's across the street.
The baseball.
But, like, why can't you do it?
I don't know that they can't. I think it was just a matter of being consistent and it being such a short frontage and attached on both sides from at least Pecos to Eastern. So I think they were just trying to maintain it.
No, I know that it is. I drive there every day. But things aren't going to improve unless they improve. And they're there's a reason why staff are recommending denial of that waiver, and detached sidewalks are nice. People like them. And Warm Springs is really busy.
So you can do a condition with it.
Yeah, no, I can't. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to have a discussion with the board. John, Renee, anything?
Do you want to make a motion with your sidewalks?
Okay. I'll make a motion. I will agree with staff and make a motion to approve the use permit, the waivers for one, and the design review, and deny waiver two, requiring the detached sidewalks.
There's a motion on the floor to agree with staff preliminary staff conditions with the use permit and design review and denial of waiver two with the sidewalks. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Thank you.
Okay, moving on to 14. ZC260500 KNG LLC zone change to classify a 2.30 acre portion of a 5.74 acres from H2 general highway frontage zone to a CG commercial general zone, generally located west of Boulder Highway and south of Decatur Inn Road within Paradise. Public that would like to speak on this agenda item, seeing no one, closing it to the public, opening to the board. If nobody has any objections, or do you want, I make a motion to approve with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Thank you.
You're so good.
Have a great evening.
And then we had number one. Nobody's here, so what do I do with that?
Just
we
follow.
Okay, we're going to. Is anybody here for agenda item B6260440 TMC Holding LLC Series G LLC vacant and abandonment easement of interest of Clark County located between Serene Avenue and Fragrant Sprouts Avenue and Maryland Parkway and Tamara's Street and a portion of the right-of-way being Serene Avenue located between Maryland Parkway, Tamara's Street and Paradise. See no one, do I just, do we take, I forget how.
Return to board.
Okay.
The next meeting.
Which is 9/29?
Correct.
Okay. So I'm making a motion to approve to the agenda on 9/29. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? And do we have anything? We have to do the open.
Yeah.
I know. Hold on. I'm going.
Housekeeping.
General business. Anybody? Okay, moving on. Comments by the general public appear.
No, you do have general business.
We have general.
Oh, we do.
They
yes.
Take and put finalizer.
That's what.
Excuse me.
It's you.
Questions?
I don't know. You. Don't, I asked you, and you didn't look at me. So we have the financial year budget.
Oh, okay.
I figured she just wasn't doing it tonight. She wasn't talking to me.
She's not talking to me.
It's gonna be 9:00.
I tried to skip you, but they wouldn't let me.
All right. So, we're
we left off last week, we did have a couple of requests. That's how we're going to start off with regards to budget requests. And that included did we not include the request that came in last time?
They're on there.
They're on here, right?
On your
I'm not
draft?
Seeing it.
They're on the minutes.
Draft. Look at your draft minutes.
Here. Oh, these are the ones from. Okay.
What?
Oh, I'm not just not seeing on these.
You're scaring me.
They're not. Look at. They're not on this one, but they're on this
and
one.
They're not on that one because remember that.
It got posted.
Got it.
Okay. So, items to be considered for next fiscal year, Las Vegas Boulevard repainting, new flashing school signs at Twain and Sand Hill, and then Zoom capability for board members to use when they are not able to participate in person. So we're going to start off there. We'll get those added to the budget request list for 27-28. Yes. So are there any other items that you'd like to request?
Okay, so we're talking about Sand Hill.
So, Twain and Sand Hill, it's just the flashers, the school flasher signs.
Okay.
That's what we've requested. Okay, what would you like to add?
They need to look at doing all the crosswalks around Georgie Harris Elementary at, that's at Twain and Sand Hill. They reoriented the front of the school towards Twain, but they didn't put up any school signs for that. Only on Sand Hill, still where the school used to face.
Front of school now faces
Twain.
Twain, okay.
Faces south. So you're coming down Twain from the other side of Sand Hill, but you're coming from the west towards Sand Hill. There's nothing on Twain to tell you anything about a school building.
Okay.
They don't have any further school stuff until you get almost to Chaparral, which is really only about another block and a half down the street.
Okay.
They haven't done anything to that. It's a frickin' mess around that school. They never really, after they reoriented the school and opened it up, they never really gave any consideration to crosswalks, which are almost non-existent, to signage, and flashing lights, except on Sand Hill. The kids, that's not even the front of their school.
Okay, we can add that to the list. That's not a budget request, that's just a regular request.
And Maureen, you wanted a bigger printer, right?
So it's a request that you can make to public works, and they can do a traffic study. And determine whether or not a speed limit change is warranted. But there's a whole process that they have to go through in order to request.
And they cut costs if they go down by the road, like down on Viking and some of those places. They've used the street light for their source of electricity to put in the lights. So they don't have to necessarily put in a new pole.
You know, the school district puts in the new schools, so but they're supposed to work with public works on everything outside of the school. So I'm surprised that there isn't any updated crosswalks or flashing lights. They're working with public works.
You bring that up because when you have that crosswalk, you don't do two of them and leave the other two without. They won't do that. They'll do the same thing down the street. Then they never come back to do the rest of the crosswalk.
Like not all four sides, is what you're saying. Not all four legs. Okay.
They've done that consistently over the last.
Alright, we can ask for it. Anything else?
You guys need new furniture, don't you?
I said he works for the government.
I don't think we need. Do you need new furniture?
Can you?
It's not a town board.
Can you
request.
Recliner?
Can you put in just for more budget for code enforcement?
More code enforcement.
Yeah. It's I'm getting so sick of they're either short staffed or it doesn't matter if they go out. So I guess maybe if we have more people to harass people that are not doing what they're supposed to do. Code enforcement.
More code enforcement.
I want more.
Yes.
Okay.
I've always asked for it. But
lots more.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Can you get NDOT to call me back and clean up the
highway? I did get the plans.
Yes, I saw that. I was copied on those emails.
I figured I have to blow them off.
Okay.
Yeah, so I thought that was 90%?
I thought I saw 70%.
70%
in design.
So would it take another decade for the other 25%? I'm just curious.
He'll still be on the board.
I think he wanted to say.
I don't know.
How regularly do they clean this?
What's that?
They want your plank.
Oh, they want this plank?
They want the room plank.
We have housekeeping that comes every single night. So we can make a special request that they come in and claim this.
Oh, I need to. I haven't.
I have to.
Oh, don't we have one chair that really needs to be?
One's broke. One of the chairs
is broke. That's not a budget request. That's more of a housekeeping request. But we can ask. We have housekeeping, but I think you should look at our desks. Like our desks, we're dusting our desks because I don't think anybody comes in and dusts. You work for government, so like our housekeeping services.
I'm like, I don't have a maid coming to my house.
We could use a new chair.
One's broke.
Which
one doesn't? One does. Yeah, one doesn't.
Okay.
No, I have to do the comment section yet. I was just waiting for everybody to.
Anything else?
Well, the tour was good.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Wait.
Oh, sure. You guys had fun? Okay. Well, that's a public comment, not a budget item. Any more budget items? And then we can close that up. Okay.
Comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board council jurisdiction may be held. No discussion, action, and vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the podium and state your name and address for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of presentation, this will be done by chairperson or majority vote. Anybody would like to speak? I see no one close the section.
Where did they take you on your boring?
Do you want to? Can I get a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Hey. As soon as I get this to shut up, I'm going to ask her.